Perk Vav Mishnah Yud. Tvur shenitna l'shachas. Tvur, grain that was grown for animal food. Shachas means that it was cut while it was still unripe to feed it to animals. O la'aluma, or was given la'aluma, which means it was cut just to make into other bundles, meaning it was made to use as a tie, that the grain was cut not to use as grain, but was used to tie other grain. Similarly, like when we have a lulav, we take a piece of the lulav and tie it, the rest of the lulav together with it. So too, he grew grain in order to tie other grain with this grain that he grew. V'chein v'agudei hashum, and also when they would tie garlic. What they did here was that the garlic was actually used, grown, and cut, specifically made to tie other types of garlic. V'agudei hashum v'habtzolim, and also bundles of garlic and onions. Now we just said garlic, so this part of garlic and onions, shum and b'tzolim, is not just because it's grown specifically not to be eaten and grown to tie other things, but rather the reason that this is not shechecha is because even if it was grown to eat and was not grown to tie other bundles of garlic and onions, these things are not the gemar melachton, which means that bundles of garlic and onions were not going to be used to then be brought to its final place, you know, a final gadish or something like that. Rather, what they would do is they'd have these little mini bundles, and they took these mini bundles, like five of them or so, the Rav explains, and then they tied five together and made a regular bundle. So a regular bundle of regular grain equaled, let's say, five bundles of garlic or onions, because they were mini bundles. So the mini bundles, if one would forget one of them, since they're so small, it was not its last malacha to bring to the gadish, but rather it needed an additional malacha of actually tying it, five of them together, to make that bundle that would normally be chayv and shechecha if one would forget to bring it to a gadish. So therefore, the Mishnah says, in all these cases, ein lam shechecha. The Mishnah continues, v'chol ha'tmunim ba'aretz, anything that is hidden in the ground, kegoin ha'luf v'ha'shum v'ha'betzolim. So luf, rash, the Rav brings down, the Rambam holds, it's a type of onion. Vaha shum, again, garlic. Vaha bitzolim, and onions. Rabbi Huda Omer, all these, ein lahem shikha, there's no such din of shikha, Rabbi Huda says. Now we said previously, and it seemed obvious in this mission as well, that there is a din of shikha by all these. So there is a sheet that the Tosfos Anshei Shem says, the Rabbi Huda doesn't disagree that there's no din of shikha by these, by the min, by the species of luf, shum, and bitzolim, because we have previous mishnayos too. Rather, one of the pshatim he gives, he explains that it just means as far as shichach sakama, when you forget standing grain. By standing grain, there's no such thing as shichach by, for example, an onion. Why is that? Because the food of the onion is buried underneath the ground. And by shichach sakama, the food has to be standing outside. Masha'inkin, even Behuda would agree that if one would cut onions and tie them together into a large amount, and they would be a bundle of onions, then even Rabbi Huda would agree that there is such a din of shikha. And Rabbi Huda learns it out from the pasuk, as it says, sadcha, the Rav learns, ma sadcha begilei af kol begilei prat l'tamen, meaning that it has to be something that's revealed, anything that's revealed, and it's coming to exclude something that's hidden. V'chachamim oimrim yesh lehem shikha, chacham say that things that are hidden also have shikha, because it says sadcha, which is something that's revealed, and also ketzircha, which is also revealed. So it's a miyat achar miyat, and when sometimes the Torah says exclude twice, it comes to actually do the opposite and include, and it comes to include something that's hidden. And according to the Chum, one is chayav and shikha sakama even on these. There are shittas that hold that Rabbi Huda actually is referring to the species, these species, onions, garlic, all these types of species, that there's never shikha even when they're cut as well. But in any event, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda, it's like the Chacham.